On Monday, Elliott Lake City Council considered, debated, and passed a bylaw, taking the last of their steps on a journey to transfer a former MNR property to Serpent River First Nation. The property, 4.29 acres of municipal land known locally as the former MNR worksite on Highway 108, is located on the lake side of Highway 108, just north of the Elliott Lake Boat Launch and Boardwalk. Referring to a council resolution from 2022, the memo from the Manager of Economic Development, Steve Antunes, read that the parcel be sold for a nominal value or otherwise transferred to Serpent River First Nation in the interests of reconciliation, economic and community development and socio-cultural service delivery. This is something that the community started with our partners and our good neighbors at Serpent River First Nation. Back in 2022, the previous council did pass a resolution that we would transfer or otherwise sell for a nominal value to Serpent River First Nation in the interest of reconciliation, economic and community development, and sociocultural service delivery, Antunes said. He noted that many people from the Serpent River First Nation Council tried to join us this evening, but the weather in Highway 108 was not overly cooperative. Earlier in the day, a wide-area school bus cancellation was issued. The road conditions continued poor into the evening. Again, very excited to have this move forward with our neighbors, he said, adding, "Tonight in front of you is the agreement of purchase and sale to enact this transfer and move back towards returning these lands to Serpent River. I'm not sure if we're the only community that's done this, but we're one of the very few communities that have done this in Canada and very proud to be with this council and be a part of that," he said. Elliott Lake Council comments. Veteran Councillor Norman Mann was on the council in 2022 and voted in favor when the first resolution passed in a 6-7 vote. Mann made the motion at last night's meeting. It was seconded by the newest councillor, Helen Lefebvre. "Man, I guess it's kind of hard to believe that it's almost going on 3 years since we started this process of the last council. At the time I was in support of it and I continue to fully support this tonight. Our partners and neighbors to the south, Serpent River First Nation, have actually purchased additional property in the community and are about to build in excess of 20 units of residential for our community. So I see this as nothing but a continued support with our neighbors. A portion of this council meets regularly with Serpent River and I look forward to continued discussions on this particular property as well as future endeavors with Serpent River," Mann said. Antunes clarified regarding bonusing. "And for those wondering, because it is a landholding company that we are selling it to, we are not bonusing a private company or a landholding company. They will be property taxpayers until the interim, until the addition to reserve process takes place." He noted, the process of the addition to reserve could be a 5-7 year process. Councillor Helen Lefebvre said, "I think building strong relationships with the Serpent River First Nation is an important piece of this council and to continue that step moving forward. So it's great news to hear this is coming to closure." Deputy Mayor, Charles Flintoff. "I'd like to echo both the councillors. I think this is the city working towards the restoration of friendly relationships with Serpent River First Nation. And it's a small step towards some reconciliation. So, I definitely support this. Thank you," he said. Mayor Andrew Wannan commented, "Right from our first meeting, it's been on the table. And actually quite a few endeavors have come together with cooperation, not only with Serpent River First Nation, but Mississauga First Nation. Of note would be the Mississauga Park. This process, transfer to reserve, does take a long time. There are relatively few examples across Canada. So we're at the forefront of possibly a wave of the future. There's lots to learn about this process. There are a lot of questions that we are going to learn as we go. In most of our talks, everything has been positive and it's for a good reason that we're going forward," the mayor said. "This is step one in the process of reconciliation on our council's part, and from the previous council that initiated this. The mandate is to continue on. So, I'm quite happy this step is done. Sometimes it takes a little more time than what we expect, but it's an exciting moment to move forward. I wish Serpent River First Nation the best of luck in this, the mayor said as he called for the vote. The motion carried unanimously.